a new world order.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
A new world order.
It's good to be back at the Council on Foreign Relations. As Pete mentioned, I've been a member for a long time and was actually a director for some period of time. I never mentioned that when I was campaigning for re-election back home in Wyoming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In a land of injustice and tyranny, the story is told of a writer proclaiming freedom and the principles of liberty of those who came before him, carrying a torch that burns like the human spirit. He rides only at night. Out of the mist comes the Midnight Rider.
From the middle of America, in the middle of the freaking night, welcome aboard to the Friday night edition of the Midnight Rider. My name is Mike Chambers. How are you? Weekend is here. It's January 4th, 2008. I'm glad you're with us for the program. Tonight it's going to be open lines tonight. We're going to move back into guests and stuff next week. Of course, we'll probably have the Young Guns Roundtable next week as well. So anything you want to talk about tonight, we will discuss. And go over. The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we're here till 1 o'clock tonight, as always, Monday through Friday from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. Central here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, also on the TruthNet Radio Network. We're simulcast on a nightly basis. And want to say hello to everybody listening on TruthNet Radio, to everyone on KU Satellite. Dandy Dishes on the side of the house pulling down a signal. The geosynchronous satellite setting up there 22,500 miles above the surface of the earth, beaming down the message of truth and liberty and freedom. And then, of course, everybody listening on a low-power FM and AM station around the country, welcome to the program. And to all of our micro broadcasters out there, thank you for the work that you do. Very, very important work. And as I've always said, you can't. Our job would be much tougher without you. And so we're glad that you're there helping us. And I want to say hello to everybody listening on the big AM and FM stations around the country as well, as more and more of those are being added every day. So welcome aboard to the Midnight Rider and the Republic Broadcasting Network. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about Ron Paul and will he make the debate for this Sunday that Fox News is putting on. When I talked with the campaign last night on the phone, they were kind of like, well, if they have us. If not, oh well. And plus I hear that they're planning something else already. We'll talk about that. And there's going to be a thing called Skirmish 08. And there's a website, skirmish08.com. We'll talk about it, too, because it's they're looking for a bunch of folks to show up out the little outside the Fox box on Sunday. Well, so we'll talk about that. John McCain says we could be in Iraq for 100 years. We'll discuss that a little bit, too. And have you heard of sudden jihad syndrome? That's something new that the Homeland Security's come up with. And, you know, because they're into this radicalization and homegrown terror thing now that they're trying to push. We'll talk about that and oh so much more, including you, on the program with us, both on the phone at 800-313-9443 and in the chat rooms at republicbroadcasting.org and the midnightridershow.com. We'll come back on the other side, do a little bit of Mouseketeer roll call. Don't go anywhere. This is the Midnight Rider.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
It's Christmas time, the season for giving. How would you like to save money on Christmas gifts this year and make money while doing it? Then Power Mall Global is here for you. Power Mall Global is unique. It's not an MLM and not an affiliate program. All you have to do is shop in any one of the 1,000 plus stores, including Sears, OfficeMax, Home Depot, Bed Bath & Beyond, JCPenney, Old Navy, and much, much more on www.powermallglobal.com and surprise your family with the perfect gifts. You'll be surprised on how much you save and get back in rebate checks for a percentage of your purchase. Power Mall Global is absolutely free to use. There's no cost to you, ever. Think of all the traffic and clutter the Christmas holiday brings. Think of the times the stores were out of that certain item that was perfect for your loved ones. Not going to happen anymore. It's very simple. Stay in the comfort of your own home. Click through 1,000 stores. Buy and save on what you want for the Christmas holiday and earn money while doing it. Go to www.powermallglobal.com and check out the millions of products that could be the perfect gift for you. That's www.powermallglobal.com.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent Republic Broadcasting News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to RBN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply as an RBN listener, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. That's blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0367.
As we do every night here on the Midnight Rider, time for Mouseketeer Roll Call, we find out who is hanging out in the chat rooms, in their RBN chat room at republicbroadcasting.org. Tonight we have CPR, Fresh, Grump, Jack Spratt, Chris, Steve in Vista, Techie, and Wolf are in the RBN chat room. Over in the Midnight Rider chat room, we've got Chowda Time, Fates Web, Hard Truth Soldier Chick, The Big Mac Daddy, Josh, K Bowser, Lee, Manny, Mike CTW, Rock Turner, Slacker, and the Double O Viper. Right in there, hanging out on a Friday night. Just listening to the message of freedom and liberty. I love the chat rooms. I really do, because there's, you know, so many interesting conversations occur in these things. And I know I talk about that a lot. But just, you know, bouncing back and forth between both of them as the show goes on has always been cool. And I sure enjoy it, and I'm glad everybody is dialed into the program tonight and glad you're with us. If you'd like to join us, as I said, it's open lines. The number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Last night, Ron Paul with a 10% showing in Iowa. I think after having 24 hours, you know, it was some initial disappointment with it. Because everybody, you know, we'd all been talking, hey, he's going to just take the place. I don't think that he did too bad. You know, when you consider a year ago, nobody knew who he was. And now 1 in 10 in Iowa voted for him. That's if all the Ron Paul supporters got out. And that's if all the Ron Paul supporters' votes got counted. There are a few questions regarding what's gone up there, what happened in Iowa last night. And I think those are being looked into. Will it change anything drastically? No. But I think that, you know, the fact that you've got Ron Paul finishing within 3 percentage points of both John McCain and Fred Thompson, I think is pretty big. The fact that Rudy Giuliani just got drubbed, I mean, he got slapped around like a redheaded stepchild last night. He only got 4,000 votes. And I'm going to tell you, Rudy Giuliani, whether the elections are fair or not, is not going to be the next president. You can mark my word on that. This guy's just not. He's a slime. I mean, and it just oozes out. I mean, he's not even slick about it. The guy just stands there and he looks slimy. I mean, you just see the slime just oozing off this guy, and you go, I mean, this is some nasty stuff. All right, phones are already starting to load up. Let's go to Joe in Rhode Island. Welcome to the program. You're on the Midnight Rider.
Hi, Mike.
Hey, Joe. How are you tonight?
Good, and yourself?
I'm doing wonderful.
I'd like to talk about the meteoric rise to power by Barack Obama.
Okay, let's do.
I'm watching the news last night, and I'm saying to myself, I know a little Hebrew, you know?
Right.
I'm saying both his names are Hebrew. And it's not so much that they're Hebrew, it's what the Hebrew means, if I can give the explanation.
Sure, go ahead.
Barak means lightning, or to lighten, or gleam. And Bama means to be high, or elevation, or high place. It's like somebody knew that he was going to be rising to power, maybe President Barack Obama.
Yeah, you know, he came on the scene very quickly, a la like Clinton did in 92. If you remember, Clinton at the Democratic convention before had a speech that was just terrible. Went on and on and on. I mean, even the crowd got bored. And then he comes back 4 years later, and here he is. He's the nominee. And I mean, he just went from zero to hero. Jimmy Carter, the same thing. You know, one CFR meeting for Jimmy Carter, and he's the guy. And then, of course, you know, you have this Barack Obama guy. His wife is head of the CFR office in Chicago, oddly enough.
Mm-hmm.
And so then again, there's the ties. And, of course, we've got the bloodlines, although they're probably a little watered down between him and Dick Cheney, I find interesting as well.
Mm-hmm. You know, Mike, the kingmaker, I call them the kingmakers of the world. You know, those that ride in high chariots around the world.
Right.
I've for the last 2 or 3 years, I've been telling some people up here in Rhode Island that these kingmakers want a religious leader. In fact, most of the nations of the world are going to start receiving religious leaders. Either that or the political is going to change to a religious, because the political system is failing worldwide. The economy is going down the tubes worldwide. The money system is of uncertainty worldwide. So these world leaders, these kingmakers, they have to have somebody that the people can believe in again. And what they're going to do is bring in religious leaders this time.
Yeah,
lost faith in these political people.
Yeah, and I think the guy that they're going to look for in that instance is not going to be Barack Obama. I think they're going to look at Mike Huckabee.
I think you're right.
Yeah, because if this guy is... I mean, you might as well, he might as well come up with a commercial that says what Jesus would do, vote Huckabee. Because, I mean, he has been pushing the religion and the Christian angle to the absolute limit. I mean, as hard as he can push it. And you know, you see that this guy all of a sudden just came out of nowhere.
Sure.
I mean, what, a month ago? I mean, he was in deep trouble. And the interesting thing is how he wins Iowa. And, Joe, this guy has absolutely no money whatsoever. He's got $5 million. And how he's, you know, how he's going to be able to compete in the coming weeks, I don't know. But it looks like that he may be the one that has been these kingmakers on their chariots may be the one that they possibly have anointed, you know, to bring in to fulfill that role.
Sure, sure. Yes. Because the political system, let's face it, Mike, is all done. I mean, it shows you right in Iowa there, they've had it with the political leaders. They're going with the religious, or anybody sure. that even looks religious, because you got to have somebody with some kind of substance or honesty. But there again, I mean, Satan does some of his best work from the pulpits of this country.
Well,
I mean,
yeah,
you've
got to
be very careful
indeed.
When you go. What's that
yeah.
mean?
Indeed, I agree with you. And in the case of Huckabee, there's a group called the Council for National Policy that has a number of religious leaders and others, even some that are in the Patriot movement, involved in this group. And lo and behold, they had a confab after their regular meeting. I think this was held in October, oddly enough, with every Republican presidential candidate but Giuliani. And then after that, that's when Huckabee began his rise. And so it's almost like, okay, we're the kingmakers. This is what we're fixing to do, and Mike's our guy. So right after that, you know, the meteoric rise of Huckabee, and it's a media creation,
sure.
because I mean he has no money to create the buzz on his own.
Right. I mean, they'll pull out all stops to make this one world system fly. There's nothing
yeah.
that they won't do now.
Yeah, and it looks like it. Yeah, and Joe, and it's looking to me more and more like it's going to be a combination of a technocracy and a theocracy combined together where the technology will be used to keep everybody in line.
Sure. You got it.
I think that's what's coming. Yeah. I appreciate the call.
All right, Mike.
Thank you. You have a good night.
You too, Mike.
All right. Steve in California, thank you for holding. Welcome to the program.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
Okay. You know, in 1996, Admiral Jeremy Burda, who was a four-star admiral and
right.
also the in charge of the entire Navy and chief of naval operations, which means he knew at that time more than anybody, including the CIA chief, about intelligence operations in the U.S. and abroad.
Right.
Was murdered. Now, they said he committed suicide. I know the two-star admiral, not admiral, sorry, Marine General Cook, whose student fingered Borda. Cook is a slimy, low-down, lying piece of garbage. You know, he told me face-to-face some years back that, well, you know, my student got him on an infraction of a medal, so how could he be wrong, his student, that is.
Right.
And I says, hey, you know, Dick, come on, man. Admiral Jeremy Borda comes up from the enlisted man's rank all the way to chief of the entire Navy and, you know, all of this. And he does it brilliantly with a spotless record, and you're telling me that an infraction, if it indeed occurred, is enough to make him commit suicide? He started grinning at me and telling me that, well, ha, 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 you know, if my student said so. But I says, look, an infraction like that would not commit, you know, cause this to happen. He got scared at that point and didn't want to talk to me anymore.
Oh, I imagine not.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you're able to start, you know, you're able to start figuring this stuff out. Hold on, Steve. We'll talk more about this.
Okay.
After the break. If you'd like to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. It's 800-313-9443. You're locked and loaded and plugged in to the Midnight Rider here on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Take it all lying down. Cause once I get started, I go to sleep. Cause I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else.
All right, back here on the Midnight Rider on this Friday night. It's open lines. If you want to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Talk about whatever you want to talk about tonight on the program. It is open game. We're talking with Steve in California. The subject of Admiral Borda and his suicide, supposed suicide. And of course, you were talking with a two-star general about it, and you said, of course, he didn't commit suicide. It's a spotless record. And now this guy won't talk to you. You know, Steve, it's one of those things when they think that this information that they put out is so rock solid that when somebody figures it out, which doesn't take, you know, isn't much of a reach anyway, they're absolutely totally surprised that people actually will sit and think.
Yeah, you know, here's the thing. Cook was trying to tell me that, in fact, well, he wouldn't say it was not a suicide, it was a suicide, any of that. I know it was because it was a mafia wax style suicide. The guy had He was supposed to have taken a 44 Magnum large frame Ruger Super Red Hawk, which is so big as a pistol that it's almost a rifle, you know, and pointed it to his chest and killed himself with it over an infraction of a metal, which was proven later to not even be an infraction. Okay? Four-star generals that rise up from the ranks of enlisted men don't do things like that. And that's what I told Dick Cook, the two-star general in the Marine Corps, Marine Air Wing. And, you know, he says, well, you know, at first he's grinning and he's laughing at me like, well, you know, but my student at Quantico fingered him and from Quantico fingered him. And so, therefore, it had to be true. And then I says, look, that was a mafia whack style, okay? The CIA did it. It's Mossad connected, et cetera. And he got real embarrassed and real scared, and he got up and left in a real big hurry because he didn't want to go along with that. Now, if you look at Skolnick, okay, the court reporter from back east who investigates things like this, and I'm going to quote him right now just briefly. Of the original group of 24 such flag officers, 10 have been assassinated. Flag isn't even senior officers. We're talking flag officers, four stars like that, okay?
Right.
10 have been assassinated, including some in a sabotaged military aircraft near Alexander City, Alabama, April 17, 1995, 2 days before the Clinton White House prior knowledge, multiple bombings of a federal office building in Oklahoma City. And likewise, murdered have been the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral Jeremy Burda, highest naval officer in uniform, and General David McLeod, head of the Alaska Military District. Also snuffed out was former Director of Central Intelligence William Colby, assisting this group in their planned arrest of Commander-in-Chief Clinton. And the group subsequently enlarged vows to arrest Commander-in-Chief George W. Bush, etc., etc., etc. And I posted that in the chat room so you can get the link. Now, here's the thing. This stuff has been going on for a long time. The CIA and the Mossad were both formed by the same people in the 40s. Well, the CIA was the OSS at that time. In 47, it became the CIA. Okay, Office Overseas, et cetera, and then becomes the Central Intelligence Agency. These guys know no limits, no bounds, and they don't care about anything other than the fact that they can do anything they want and they're above the law. The one film... I'm going to interject this. The one film of Steven Seagal that I really like is Above the Law because it had some meat to it instead of just going out and beating people up. It had some meat to it about the discussion of is the CIA really above the law, and his conclusion was no, it is not. And for that, I agree. No, it is not. It should not be. But they act the way they are. Do you realize that no CIA agent Seagal quotes this in the film, has ever been convicted of any damn thing. They can do anything they want. In this country, outside of this country, anything they want. Back in 1970, I had one of these bastards, he was an out-of-house contract agent for the CIA, approach me and tell me, hey, look, you know, $15,000 a month, which was a lot of money at that time. You know, you go whack who we want, and we'll give you this money. I says, I don't do things like that. I says, get the hell out of my face. Get away from me and don't ever bother me with this crap again. 3 years later, I'm talking to a scientist friend of mine. I'm not going to say where he's from, but he had OSS. He was a much older man than me. OSS connections back to White Plains and the original nuclear research and all of that and a number of other things. And I was talking to him about this, and he says, you know, Steve, what that was a setup. He says, you said the right thing. You told them to bug off because you don't do things like that. He says, what they were doing is they didn't pick you out of a hat because they felt that all of a sudden out of no place you will be a good hitter for them. That's stupid. I says, yeah, it is. It's ridiculous. I don't do things like that. I don't have any experience in it. It's ridiculous. He says, yes. But he says, what they do is they pick on kids like you, 20 years old at the time, which is I was in 1970. He says, and they send you out. And they make you up to be something that you're not.
Sure.
Pay attention to this. This is what has been happening for the last number of years here in this country. They send you out to do what you have no equipment to do this sort of thing. But then when they set you up, they kill you, they wipe out somebody else, and they blame it on you, and then they walk around and they make like they were never there in the first place. You said,
exactly.
You did the right thing.
Yeah. Steve, I appreciate the call. Great comments and great call. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
On this open line night here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. This is the Midnight Rider. How are you? My name is Mike Chambers. Glad you're with us for the program, and hopefully you'll stick around RBN for this weekend. A lot of great programming or shows. Rather, programming just sounds so negative, but it's one of those things that's ingrained in me. Old radio guy. The programming we have here, a number of very, very cool shows. Coming up over the weekend, so you want to stick around for that. And Josh Reeves will be in the morning early, 7 o'clock to 9 o'clock in the morning with the Global Reality. And that's a pretty good show, pretty cool show. It's brand new here on RBN. I think, what's third week? And so very cool show. And a lot of cool new guys are coming on the network, a lot of cool new shows that are starting to make their way here. And very cool stuff. Very great, 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 great stuff in the making here. And I know that the audience levels and stuff are starting to come up as well, and that's a very, very cool sign as well, too. We've got John, who's been patiently holding in Wisconsin. Let's talk to him. John, welcome. You're on the Midnight Rider.
How you doing, General Chambers?
I am doing fine, Sergeant Preston of the Yukon. How are you?
Outstanding. Let's talk about this H.R. 393 that I just got hit to a couple of days ago. All these bills passing through, or getting introduced, I should say, flying under the radar. Universal National Service Act of 2007, and we're in a whole new year, and I just found out about it myself, to make everybody in between the ages of 18 and 42 who are United States citizens perform national service for the military or civilian service with national defense or homeland security.
Yeah, this is a bill that Charlie Rangel out of New York has introduced this bill, I think, four or five different times as his little protest to the war and that type of thing. The problem is one of these things can pass. And again, it's a de facto draft. It's essentially what it is, that they either perform in the uniformed services or in a civilian service where you give 2 years of your life and do whatever they want you to do. And essentially, John, if a bill like this were to pass, they would have a steady supply of troops, and they could set and continue on in places like Iraq and Afghanistan until hell freezes over.
Well, I remember going through basic myself, and something that was always said to some of the people that maybe weren't the caliber to be in the military or wanted to be, I'm not going to put them down for it, was, well, you volunteered, and this is a volunteer military. That was always a quick thing to say to shut somebody up, and that was the whole basis of the reason why our military was so great, because it was people who volunteered.
Right.
And as my career in the military went on, the stop loss was the reason for not having a draft. It was people who could be even 2 months out from retiring, I'm talking 25 years, could get stop lost and have to stay in for the remainder of whatever mission or conflict we were in. So that was supposed to help from the draft. And I thought I was pretty up to speed on these things. And a friend of mine, I was able to do a video message who's still in Iraq, told me about this because his little brother is facing this when he gets out of high school. What do you think the chances of this going through, since not many people have heard about this?
Not this iteration of it. I mean, this is essentially the same bill that he's put forward three or four times before since the war in Iraq started. Each time it's been turned down. But again, like with this hate crimes legislation. It's been defeated over and over and over, and this time it passed. And the only reason it's not law now is because Bush vetoed it, vetoed the bill that it was stuck into. So at some point in time, you just never know that one of these things can pass. And it's probably important that we get on the phone and say, look, I have no desire to start serving in Iraq to be a part of what they've got going on. I mean, just the fact I was thinking about this earlier today, John. 58,000 kids died in Vietnam over lies. Over 4,000 kids, that's what they'll admit to, have died in Iraq and Afghanistan, all of it based on a lie. And, I mean, how much longer are the American people going to put up with this kind of crap where war after war, we have no business being there? And our mere presence there just makes it worse.
Well, they like to play that spectrum of, if you support the troops, then you'll shut up about the war. And there's a lot of people who actually feed into that and think that if they say anything about how illegal any of these wars are, that they're not actually supporting their men and women in uniform. And I'll tell you, because I was there a couple times, that if the American people spoke up and pulled us out, and I can only speak for me and people in my unit, it was okay. It would really be okay,
right.
You know? And I think that that's the issue, is every time that a group of people start questioning any of these conflicts, not just Iraq or Afghanistan, because, of course, there's other ops going on. If you're not for the soldiers, you're looked down upon, and being for the soldiers means that you're for the war, and people buy into that. What do you think the best route is to attack that, to try to get people to see that there's a difference between being for your people in uniform and not for the conflict that they're involved in?
Well, it's even larger than that, John, is that now patriotism in this country is believing that the government is infallible and that the government can do anything that they want, that George Bush is America. That's what is defined as patriotism now, as opposed to somebody who loves liberty and loves freedom and is as honest and is ethical. And if he sees something wrong, he steps in and stops it. That today is considered terrorism in this country. But if you want to see Kyle Busch and rubber stamp anything and everything that they do, then you're a patriot. That's how it's amazing how the definitions and the words, they're the same word, but the meaning of them has changed so drastically.
Well, absolutely.
And it's part of a larger problem, and that's part of the education process that we've got to go through with Americans here, is to show, look, just because you disagree with the war doesn't make you bad, doesn't make you not support the troops. I support the troops. I want them home. I'm tired of seeing them killed. I don't want to see kids with their legs shot off.
Well, you know, and you know, people just need to, you know, speak up instead of talking about it amongst their circle of like-minded friends and associates. I think more people need to get out there, because a lot more, you know, it. Now, I'm not too sure. I'm not from the NOM era, but it seemed like a lot more died back then. Me personally, I know 22 people that I knew personally, that, I mean, I've touched and I've sat down with and shared a bunk with, that are no longer here from the war and whatever rotation. But there's a lot more people coming back who aren't dying, which I don't know if it's worse or not, whether they're messed up mentally or physically due to, you know, we have better body armor for your torso, so you could come back with no legs. But that doesn't mean anything. If it was Vietnam, that same incident would have killed you. But now you're just coming back, you know, with no limbs, you know. And I really think that people need to go ahead and just step out of their, you know, it's great to have your patriots that are like-minded around you. But in the job places or out in the street or recreational events, whether if you're on a softball team or anything, instead of I see a lot of people who will hint about it, but the hinting has to stop, because my brothers and sisters are either not coming back or they're coming back not the way they went. I'll say it like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's time to speak up for, you know, because they can't speak up. They don't have time to. Just their missions don't give them time to question orders, you know?
Sure.
But appreciate you letting me on, General, and great show, and keep up the good work.
All right, Sergeant, you have a great night, and take care of King.
You too. Out.
All right, bye-bye now. All right. He's the guy that called it originally a cynical that we talked with, I guess, when the show first started, and told us a number of things, and you know, so many of his buddies are over there. He says he knows 22 people that out of Iraq are now dead. 22 that he knows. And the numbers are just going to get higher. Because this, you know, this is just going to go on and on and on and on. I've got this clip here. This is a brief little clip that I want you to listen to. These people plan on staying. They're pitching tents. There's no desire to leave. Listen to this.
Please start over.
President Bush has talked about our staying in Iraq for 50 years.
Maybe 100.
We've been
in South Korea. We've been in Japan for 60 years. We've been in South Korea for
50 years or so, that'd be fine with me. As long as Americans are not being injured or harmed or wounded or killed, then it's fine with me. I hope it would be fine with you if we maintain a presence in a very volatile part of the world where Al-Qaeda is training, recruiting, and equipping and motivating people every single day.
So there you go. It's fine with him. Hey, we'll keep him there for 100 years if we have to. That's great. Whoa, well. Over 700 bases around the world, and we're up in everybody's business. Look at the mess we've created in Pakistan. We first bring out our boy Musharraf, give him $10 billion to find Osama, neutralize the threat. But no threat found. He's still there. We got to find him. And so things started going bad in Pakistan. We encourage Benazir Bhutto to go back to Pakistan. She gets shot. And we've made an utter mess of it. Afghanistan is an utter mess. The only thing that's going well there in Afghanistan is the opium crop is up 93%. 93%. That's the only thing good. Iraq is factionalized, is fractured. And it's not going to get any better until we leave. South Korea has been begging the United States to call an end to the Korean War, and W refuses. But you know, Kim Jong Il got a sneaky character. Watch, Mr. Beady Eyes wants to keep the whole thing going on, so we can keep our troops deployed. The Koreans want our people out of there. In the war, they want to bring those two nations back together again. North Koreans are starving, have been for years. And so Kim Jong Il, he'll come out with his little nuclear weapon thing. We'll send him food and stuff to appease him, and talk about six party talks and all that kind of stuff. He goes back, his people get fed a little bit. And then when they run out of stuff again, he does the same thing over again. I mean, I saw an article the other day out of China talking about the fact that their proliferation of nuclear weapons in North Korea may occur again. Well, they've been able to lob a missile at us, but they've not been able to get a nuclear weapon going. But again, you know, he'll pop up, part of the Axis of Evil. He'll pop up again within the next couple of months. Need more food. We'll give him more food, more aid. And we won't hear from him again for months. Mr. Kim Jong-il. And the guy's a nut to begin with. And, I mean, you know, you would think that if he's that much of a danger, you would think that people like China, Japan, even South Korea would have this guy offed and gone. I think China could probably do it without much of a problem. But, again, you know, we sell these threats as being real. And what happens when these threats are not real? What happens is our kids that end up dead. Our kids end up dead, wounded, tore apart, all based on these damn lies. And it just gets old. This whole thing just gets so freaking old. It literally makes you want to scream. Because, I mean, you see this and you see what's happening. And you see how these lives are affected. It's a sad, sad situation that just continues to run, and will continue to run until people, just like John said, stand up. We stand up in numbers and say, we've had enough. That's enough of this crap. Stop it. You're not getting any more of this. We're done with you. And we've got to start showing some real righteous indignation at some point. And that's the other thing too. You know, we've got to stand up. We got a lot of people, I'm sure, saying, "Well, I support Ron Paul. Are you registered to vote? Is your party affiliation changed from Democrat to Republican, so you can support him in the primaries?" We sit and talk about, "Well, I support him. He's a great guy. He's what we need here in America." Okay, you've done what? You've taken care of that. Registered to vote, are you? Gonna go vote. You know where you have to go vote at, right? See, if you're not willing to get up out of the chair, sitting here on the internet, or sitting around at the coffee shop talking about how great everything is going to be, and then you don't actually go and do anything, it don't mean squat. It's just more talking and going on and blowing and going. Has nothing to do with anything. Just people rattling and prattling on. It's time that we have real action. We got to have real action. Ron Paul stood up. He says, "Okay, I'll run." Now it's our turn to take care of business and stand up and go vote for the man. I mean, while 10% in Iowa is pretty good, I'll bet you there's a bunch of Ron Paul supporters in Iowa that didn't go to vote last night. I'll guarantee it. "Well, I was busy, a little cold last night. I didn't want to have to get out and warm up a car." And that's how easily freedom is able to die. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Wild man!
here on the Midnight Rider. A little bit of Sir Elton there, and Saturday night's all right for fighting. Yeah. We're rolling into, just about to roll into Saturday morning. And another weekend. First weekend of 2008. And it already seems like this year is already starting to pass by so quick. These first four days have just like zoomed by. But we've had a lot going on. We had the Iowa caucus last night and the build up to that and everything. And but no, it is important. It's imperative that if you support Ron Paul and your intent is to vote for him in your state primary, your state caucus, that you be registered. But you're going to have to be, if your party, if your primaries are closed, meaning that you can't jump across party lines to vote, then you need to make sure that your party affiliation is changed to a Republican so that you can vote for Ron Paul. You know, saying that you'll all vote for him in the general election if he gets nominated. Well, no, we need your support now. That's not going to right now. The important thing to do is get the man the nomination. And sitting around till the general election ain't going to do nothing if we don't get the votes. That's the thing. And I think there's a lot more votes out there, and it's important that regardless, if it's election day and it's a 20-foot blizzard and you're registered to vote and you're planning to vote for Ron Paul, get a shovel because we got to start shoveling. We got to get there. It's that important. Every vote matters. No vote is a wasted vote. Don't think, well, he ain't going to win anyway, so why am I going to vote for him? Just be throwing my vote away. No. Because your vote tells the people in the establishment that you're tired of it. That you don't want any more. You're done. And then if you get a bunch of people, like, you know, want to run around and say, well, my vote ain't worth nothing, then we've lost. The idea is that we can affect change and we will affect change. That's what this whole thing's about. That if you want freedom and you want liberty in your life, you're going to have to go take it. It's not just going to be handed to you on a little silver platter. It's got to be taken and it's got to be kept and you got to protect it. That's where we dropped the ball. We had freedom, but we stopped protecting it. And we've allowed it to start being taken away. And they've been very, very clever in how it's been done. And now we face a little soft tyranny. No jackbooted thugs in the middle of the streets yet. So we've been fairly lucky so far. And I hear these people think, well, at least we got free speech. They need to take them rights away from us so they can protect us from the Arabs and that Osama bin Laden dude. As long as we got free speech, I'm okay, and I can go to my house of worship, I'm all right. Well, they're going to take your guns away from you. Well, it's all right, because Osama, he's a dangerous cat. What if he shows up at your house with a bomb? What are you going to do? Well, I'll use my gun. No, they've taken your gun. Okay, so I have to call me 911. Pray. Yeah, that's it right there. Back in a minute with more. This is the Midnight Rider. Hour one is done. If you want to join us, the number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443.